Lesson 37,
Sam, looks interesting and seems like it's relating to Lesson 36.
Yes, what we've done in Lesson 37 is taken what we've learned in Lesson 36 and put them in sentence form. And if you'll notice, there's a contrast between the apostrophe as used to denote possession and the apostrophe used to denote a letter that has been left out in a contraction. So it's important for the learner to learn the two uses of the apostrophe, because today you see an awful lot of confusion among very intelligent people. They don't know when to use an apostrophe. Well, there are only two times that an apostrophe is used. It's used either for possession or either in a contraction.
So possession meaning showing ownership.
Ownership.
It's somebody's something.
Right. As we say in this sentence, is this Peg's dog? Dog belonging to Peg.
Okay, and then the other use of the apostrophe is to show a contraction where two words are put together and one letter is left out.
Yes, exactly.
All right, let's read across the sentences and we'll see how they relate, the left sentence to the right sentence in the two columns in Lesson 37. Is Bill sad? Bill isn't sad. Here, isn't is the contraction for is not. Next sentence. Is this Peg's dog? Here, the apostrophe is for ownership between Peg's dog and Peg. Peg's dog. Next sentence. No, this isn't Peg's dog. Now we're using it as a contraction and showing ownership. Now let's just read the sentences and you understand what we're doing. Is it Jill's dog? Yes, it's Jill's dog. Has Peg a cat? Peg hasn't a cat. Can they run? They can't run. Did Jill run? Jill didn't run. Let's not jog. Let's run. Again, the apostrophe is used for two different purposes. Practice these sentences and practice writing them as well. Sam, this is a very important milestone for our student. To have accomplished Lesson 37 means they're ready for some other items in their Blumenfeld's Alpha Phonics program.
Yes, after completing Lesson 37, the learner can go to the front side of Deck 4 of the flashcards, that is the yellow deck, for additional practice with words and spelling forms learned up to this point. And also the flipbook is a very handy tool for additional drill, and that can be used at this time. And the learner is now ready to read book 3, which is also in the cover is in yellow, of the first readers, book 3. So they've accomplished a tremendous amount by now.
And it's been easy, it's been fun, and it's been very logical, very easy to follow, and we really are laying an excellent foundation for our students to become excellent readers.
Yes. As you will see, Helen, they learn something new in every lesson, and it's not overwhelming. They learn one new fact about the English alphabetic system and how to integrate that into everything they've learned thus far.
This is excellent, Sam.